From Spark and Anvil and Gridforge, this is Odwin in Chapter 1 of the Gridforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Odwin wins dots and boxes by counting something nobody else bothers to count, who will be forced to move. While other players grab every box they can the instant they can, Odwin is quietly counting the chains, the long runs of boxes, and checking whether their number is odd or even, because that tells him who will be forced to open the first one. And then he does the move that makes everyone gasp. Near the end of a long chain, he leaves the last two boxes instead of taking them. "Take the whole chain," he says, "and I'd have to open the next one myself. So I give two away. And now you're forced to open the next chain for me."
Odwin learned this because he used to be the greediest player at the table, and it kept costing him. He couldn't stand to leave a box unclaimed. If he could take it, he took it. All of them, every time, as fast as possible. It felt like winning. And then, again and again, he'd grab the last box of a chain, feel triumphant for 1 second, and realize he now had to draw the next line, the one that opened a fresh chain for his opponent to sweep. His greed handed the game away, over and over. He was always ahead in the middle and losing at the end. An old player finally explained it. "You take everything, so you're always the one left with no safe move, and you end up opening the big chains for me." She showed him the trick. "Watch. On this long chain, I don't take the last two boxes. I leave them. Now you're forced to take those two, and then draw the line that opens the next chain, which I take. Giving up two boxes keeps me in control." Odwin's whole game flipped. The point wasn't grabbing the most boxes. It was controlling who was forced to move. And sometimes that meant painfully, gladly, giving something up.
He came to the Gridforge Academy as the piece who teaches parody. On his first day, the head set up a dots and boxes endgame and asked Odwin to win it. Odwin didn't grab. He counted the chains, muttered "odd," and played toward making the opponent open first. Then, on the first long chain, he took all the boxes except the last two and left them, deliberately, for the opponent. The other apprentices thought he'd blundered, but the opponent, forced to take those two boxes, then had to open the next chain, which Odwin swept, and he double-crossed again and again, staying in control chain after chain, winning far more than the two boxes he'd given away. "Everyone else grabs," the head said. "You count, and you give up two to keep control." And that has been his role ever since, the app's voice of parody and the double cross.
A young piece came to him, baffled and upset. "I took every box I could and still lost. How?" Odwin smiled. It was his own old mistake. "Exactly. Because taking every box means you're always the one left with no safe move," he said. "So you keep opening the big chains for the other player. Watch." He set up a chain and left the last two boxes. "Give these two away on purpose. Now they're forced to take them and then open the next chain for you. You lose two boxes and win the whole rest of the game." The young piece stared. "You have to give up a little to stay in control." The young piece tried the double cross, left two boxes against every greedy instinct, and watched amazed as the opponent was forced to keep opening chains, and its generous small sacrifice turned into a winning avalanche.
Later, the young piece said the real thing. "Giving up boxes feels wrong, like I'm just losing them." Odwin nodded slowly. "It feels wrong because we're taught that more right now is always better," he said. "But it isn't. I lost game after game being greedy, grabbing everything and handing away control. And then I learned that giving up something small, on purpose, at the right moment, can keep you in control of the whole thing." He tapped the two boxes he'd left. It's not losing them. It's spending them, trading two boxes for command of the endgame. Sometimes the strongest move is the one where you choose to give a little up. The young piece went home thinking about all the times grabbing everything had cost it the bigger thing, and for the first time, saw the wisdom in giving a little up on purpose.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Odwin. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.